Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot 'em Down store, and Lum and Abner have just returned. Listen.
Hey, you fellas back already? What'd they tell you, Lum? When's the hearing gonna be?
There ain't gonna be no hearing.
They ain't?
No, sir, Dodge, and he just made a confession of the whole thing and cleared both Lum and Cedric of everything.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, they wrote everything down and Dodge, and he signed it right there and never wasted no time at all.
Yeah, he come right out and admitted to everything.
Yeah.
Done it like a man, too.
Yes, he did.
I reckon there ain't no getting around the fact that he's a crook, but you have to give him credit for the way he's taken all this. Never asked for no sympathies or nothing.
No.
Well, why should he get any sympathies? He done something wrong. Violated the law by making a counterfeit money.
Yeah, he done that all right.
And he got you and Cedric in a heap of trouble. Abner was just lucky he never got into it, too.
Yeah, I made that counterfeit money myself. Of course, I never know it's illegal money, though.
Of course, on the other hand, Grandpap, you got to admit Dodge and he's done some good for Pine Ridge. Them first pamphlets he's handing out for incidents, them was as good a set of rules for right living as I've ever saw.
Yeah, and then that honesty contest he started here, that done good.
Yeah, but that contest was just a fake. Just done that to fool everybody. He said he was going to put up $10,000 for the most honest and kind citizen in Pine Ridge. Now, where's that $10,000 at now? Well, you're right, Grandpap. That was just a fake. But still, that contest done a lot of good around here.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in town was trying to be honest and kind and helping one another like they never done before. Even fellers like Snake Hogan and Squire Skimp.
Yeah, and folks was paying up old bills that they never did aim on paying.
Yeah, just the same, the whole thing was a fake. And I ain't got no use for honor-handed schemes or the fellers that thinks them up, neither one. No, sir, I just ain't got no use for them.
Well, he oughtn't to have did what he done, I know that.
Well, what are they going to do with him?
Well, them two fellers, Adams and Fremont, they're taking him away somers. Said they was going to let him go over to Sister Simpson's boarding house and get his belongings first, though, before they left.
Well, it's a good shuttance, I'd say. I hope they take him clean back to... Where else you found him, Lum?
St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis. How in the world did you ever find out where that fellow was hiding out at?
Well, I reckon Cedric's the one that ought to get the credit for that.
Yeah, he seen the address on them keys.
Yeah, them keys that Dodge and he's lost in Cedric's car the day he left in such a hurry. Cedric was sitting there in a jail at the county seat jingling them keys when he just happened to notice a little identification tag on the key ring. There was a name and an address on it.
Yeah, and you know his name really ain't Dodge and E. Smith, Grandpap. It's Roswell Graham.
Roswell Graham?
Yeah.
And when Cedric seen that, why, he walked out of jail when nobody weren't looking and come back here and told me about it. And then him and me got in his car and drove right to St. Louis. Of course, I knowed he was taking an awful chance running off that way, but I figured finding Diogenes was the only thing that would ever get us out of this trouble.
Yeah, well, Lum, was Diogenes home when you got there?
No. Facts is, some feller told us that there weren't nobody living there by either one of them names. But we sort of hung around, and late that night we seen him coming, and Cedric run out and grabbed him.
Well, good for Cedric. Did Diogenes put up much of a fight?
No. He looked awful surprised, of course, but he was willing to come with us back to Pine Ridge.
Huh.
Never give us no trouble at all.
Well, I do know. Yes, sir, I believe I'll run on home and tell Charity about this. She's just dying to know all what happened. You fellas won't need me no more, will you?
No. Run along, Grandpap.
Yeah, much obliged for watching the store for us, Grandpap.
Not at all.
We'll see you later. So long.
Yeah, so long.
Hey, doggy Lum, it seems like old times, you back in the store and all.
Yeah, you never realize how much something means to you if you're just about to lose it.
No.
And generally, it's too late
to
ever get it.
Wait a minute, look out there, Lum.
Huh?
Look, there's Adams and Fremont bringing Dodge and he's up to the store there.
Oh, my goodness. You don't suppose they changed their minds and going to take me along, too?
Huh?
Granny's, I seen him sign that confession.
Why, sure. Wait a minute, they're waiting outside and letting Dodge and he's come on in alone. Doggies, they must trust him awful long.
Yeah, I reckon what in the world he wants. Maybe he wants to get his printing press. Or no, they wouldn't let him take that to the penitentiary.
No, mind out. Here he comes.
Wonderful world, my friend.
Yeah, wonderful world, Arjuni.
Wonderful world.
I haven't much time, my friends. There is so little time in this world of ours. But I could not take leave of this peaceful community without a word of farewell to my good and faithful friends.
Well, we're sort of sorry to see you leave, too, Diogenes.
Not as sorry as I am, Lum, my friend. For here in this hamlet, I've found something I've always longed for. But I didn't realize it till it was too late.
What was it you found, them keys you lost?
Hey, Shepard.
No, not keys, friend Abner. Or yes. Yes, it was keys.
There, see?
The keys to peace of mind and contentment. To true friendship and faith. To the warmth that comes only from living among real neighbors. These things I've always desired, and yet I never knew it till after I'd thrown them away. These very thoughts have haunted me ever since I departed from your village. That is why I so readily returned here, to attempt to right the wrongs I left in my shady path. Friends, think not too ill of me.
Ill of you? Are you sick, Diogenes?
Abner.
Yes. Yes, sick at heart, my good and simple Abner. Sick because I violated the faith of two of the most plain, honest, unsullied, and noble creatures I've ever been privileged to meet.
Well, I'd like to meet them fellers myself.
Believe me, my friends. My acquaintance with you has served as my turning point. It's made me repent of my past and resolve to turn my remaining years into channels of restitution. It has made me see a light much brighter than that which shone forth from the lantern I used to carry.
Would you like to have your lantern back?
Yeah, we still got it here for you.
No, I must strip myself clean of the vestiges of the old life. Only the principles of truth and honesty shall I carry out into the new life.
Well, Diogenes, I believe them police fellers out there in front are signaling to you about something. They're waving their hands
at. Yes. Yes, it is time to go, Abner. I've used up my precious minutes, but I hope they've not been wasted ones. When I depart through yonder door and go to face the fate I justly deserve, think not that you are seeing the exit of the broken villain of the drama. Believe instead that you are seeing the entrance of a new character. A new character clothed in the golden words of honesty and fashioned by the faith of my two good friends who stand now beside me.
Yeah.
I go willingly to pay my debt to society and look forward eagerly to the day when I may return a free man and be able to sincerely spread the doctrine of truth and kindness, which up to this time I've so shamefully used to further my own selfish gains. For remember, friends, one cannot deal even lightly with these age-old doctrines without becoming absorbed by their dynamic truths. Now I must say farewell. But before I utter the words, here, take this envelope. Examine its contents after I'm gone. Now, farewell. And remember this.
Yeah?
Wonderful world, friends.
Yeah, wonderful world, Arjuni.
A wonderful world.
Granny's having. I don't know what to say. I feel sort of funny inside.
Yeah, me too, Mom. What was it he said anyway? I couldn't keep up there.
Well, I ain't exactly sure myself, but I think he's turned out to be a good man after all.
Oh, he sounded like it there. Look in the letter there, Lom. Maybe that tells what he was saying to us.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about that.
Hurry up. Get it. Yeah. What does it say?
Oh, wait. Don't rush me.
Well, hurry up, Lom.
Let's see. Dear Lum and Abner and citizens of Pine Ridge, I know you all believe now that my offer of $10,000 to your most honest, kind, and generous citizen was merely a hoax.
Well.
And you are right.
Huh.
That was the original plan. Now, however, that plan has been changed. Naturally, I cannot remain with you to judge the winner, so I am leaving the enclosed check for $10,000 to the entire community of Pine Ridge.
Wait a minute. Enclosed check. Is there a check in there?
I don't know.
Huh?
Yeah, here it is. Still in the envelope.
Oh, well.
Look at that, Abner. There it is.
Well, I do know. Doggies. $10,000 for the land sakes. Well, wait a minute, Olam. How are we going to divide this up twixt everybody in the whole community here?
Well, maybe the letter tells and everything.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
I leave this money in your care, Lum and Abner, to be spent in whatever way you think will do the most good for Pine Ridge.
Well, bless his heart.
Your faithful servant, Diogenes Smith.
Hmm.
Postscript. Let's all try to make this a wonderful world.